Then the next one is the spurious cases caused by the non-food items. Unfortunately, diarrhea is like a headache. And backache. If you don't go to work and tell your boss you have a headache, there's no way of coping. It's very difficult. Someone just tells me he has a headache. He has a headache. You have to believe it. When they say they have diarrhea, you ask a few questions around the area and they answer yes, yes, yes. Because they approach each other while sitting outside in the gate. You believe they have diarrhea. How many times have you got diarrhea today? 1, 2, 3, 4 times? You believe that. Only when you say, can I have a sample of the stool? That's when they start chickening out. Because you now want to prove that there is the diarrhea. So it became a problem. So these people were then classified as diarrhea, as reported. Because in epidemiology, you start with something called case definition. Anyone who presents with the following or reports the following is classified as a diarrhea case for the purposes of that. And then a diagnosis is created. So we did have those cases. We obviously will miss a lot. It's not like the COVID-19 where the case definition was thrown out through the window. The only thing that is valid is an antigen test or a PCR test. Your story of saying I'm coughing, I have a sore throat, etc. does not make you a COVID case until the PCR says so. But for most of these conditions, do they typhoid, do they cholera, even Ebola itself, they rely on what is called the case definition. If it works like this, talks like this, and looks like this, therefore it is this. That's how it works, unfortunately. So for diarrhea, we use the case definition, and because of that, we have included unnecessary things.